On today's program, we tell you about the tourism ministry's plans to provide housing solutions and better pension schemes for hotel workers. And in our No Jamaica feature, we travel to the Blue Mountains in St. Andrew. Stay tuned. The tourism sector has seen rapid expansion in recent years, and the government is looking to facilitate further development. In doing this, one of the areas to receive attention over the short to medium term is welfare and long-term benefits for hotel workers. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill recently announced that the contributory pension scheme for the island's hotel workers will become operational by January 2017, and housing solutions will be provided specifically for employees in the industry. Minister McNeill says hospitality workers are important to the sector and their financial security must be guaranteed.
We're doing this to ensure that at the end of the day, all persons who work in our tourism sector can, at the end of the days of their working, can retire with dignity and retire knowing that they will be well taken care of in the years coming. I'm putting in
the hard work. The start date for the pension scheme has already been approved by Cabinet, and a special committee has been established in the ministry to work out details of the scheme, primarily to facilitate easier movement of workers across companies without losing their benefits. Approximately 6% of tourism workers have pension plans, a major reason the tourism ministry will be ensuring that all hotel workers are formally placed on this contributory scheme. As it relates to the provision of housing solutions for hotel workers, land will be set aside from various tourism centers across the island. This initiative will be supported by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, and the National Housing Trust, the NHT.
We also believe that the tourism sector offers a tremendous opportunity for us to ensure that in developing a structured society, that we must have housing for tourism workers.
Minister McNeill says a number of workers are unable to qualify for a loan from the National Housing Trust, which is a major reason the ministry is seeking to provide targeted housing solutions. The tourism minister points out that the importance of the country's hospitality workers is globally recognized.
The government too recognizes the tremendous value that our tourism workers bring to the sector. Persons who work in the hotel sector will now be able to go out, and we're going to see that we start providing good housing so that they also are able to have those long-term benefits in the years to come.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill. Hospitality worker in St. Anne, Jethro Tyndale, says he looks forward to the implementation of the pension scheme and the provision of housing, adding that he hopes all tourism workers will benefit.
Would have some kind of security, like, or benefit, so to speak. Knowing that after work so hard for so long, the tourism sector, you can get something back out of it. Tourism workers and a whole greatly affect the amount of tourists that come here or come back here.
The government recognizes that hotel workers are the foundation of Jamaica's world-class tourism industry, and it is these workers who provide exceptional service to visitors, exceed consumers' expectations, and help to improve the country's competitive edge in tourism. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica feature, we take a trip to the Blue Mountains in St. Andrew. The Blue Mountains are the longest mountain range in Jamaica. They include the island's highest point, Blue Mountain Peak, and is home to the world-renowned Blue Mountain Coffee. That's it for today's program. Join us next time for another edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.